It's a simple question that could make a big difference to someone you know. Are you okay? By simply reaching out to those around you and asking if they're okay, you could change someone's life for the better. Once we've had this first conversation, it's a good idea to follow up and check in on the person and see how they're travelling. Rachel Clemens from the Centre for Corporate Health says that it's also important to come to the conversation with a bit of an understanding of the support and services you can refer someone to if they're having a problem or feeling down.
It is important for people to know their referral options when you're assisting with somebody who may be experiencing a mental health issue or is just going through a tough time personally. So many people in their organisations would have an employee assistance program or an EAP, and that's where people can receive counselling from either trained counsellors or psychologists free of charge, usually for around 3 to 6 sessions. So the organisation funds it. It's confidential service and it's a very professional service. If that person does not have a workplace that they're attached to where an EAP is available, then you can also link people in to their GP and they can access a mental health care plan and have a session or have a couple of sessions with a psychologist through the Medicare system at a very reduced rate. So there's some good referral options, and of course there are other, there's a wealth of information out there, such as on the RUOK website or the Beyond Blue website or SANE. There's a lot of information out there.
The RUOK website is a great place to go to find some practical advice on ways to start a conversation with someone you care about. Visit ruokday.com. And why not make today the day you reach out to someone you know and start a conversation that could change a life?
The Community Radio Suicide Prevention Project is produced with the support of the Australian Government Department of Health.